This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
WNYC Studios is supported by the Natural Resources Defense Council. Using science, the law, and people power, NRDC is committed to confronting the climate crisis, protecting public health, and safeguarding nature. They address the impact of fossil fuels on communities and our environment. They help protect wildlife, public lands, and irreplaceable ecosystems that all living things depend on. They work to enact policies for clean air, clean water, and access to nature for all. You can help NRDC safeguard the Earth for future generations. Visit nrdc.org/WNYC for more information.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Not long ago, Susan Orlean was on the program reading an obituary, and it was for a tiger. Her essay was published in her column Afterward, where she pays tribute to recently departed people, animals, and even sometimes things. We're featuring some of those pieces on the program as we head toward the end of the year, and here's Susan Orlean.
There was much rending of garments and high-pitched wailing at the news that Choco Taco was no more. The frozen novelty, vanilla ice cream, peanuts, fudge, and milk chocolate conveyed in a taco-shaped cone, was killed off when its manufacturer, Unilever, decided to simplify its product line. The announcement was cool and clinical. Owing to supply chain challenges and a, quote, unprecedented spike in demand for its offerings, Unilever was discontinuing a few items so that it could marshal its manufacturing efforts on a smaller set of tasty Klondike treats. Alas, the world of junk food is cruel. One day, you're enjoying your trolley roadkill gummy candy, or your Wonka Oompas, or your Altoid Sours, or your Doritos guacamole. Not just enjoying, but developing a specific, urgent craving for them. And the next day, without so much as a fare thee well, they're gone. Sometimes the product is a commercial bomb, and its termination is hardly a surprise. Here's to you, McAfrica, Coca-Cola Black, Cheetos Lip Balm, or Ida Funky Fries. And sometimes, in the grocery business, for example, it's more a matter of product overpopulation. This is often the case with Trader Joe's, which is famous for having products materialize and dematerialize constantly. Unlike Unilever, which didn't flinch when issuing the death notice for Choco Tacos, Trader Joe's acknowledges the pain one might experience when discovering that chili lime mayonnaise has left this realm, writing, "We understand that it can be disappointing. Devastating, even. We are Trader Joe's customers, too, after all." It is elemental in the human condition to rail against the indignity of mortality. Although we have always raged against the dying of the light, perhaps, during these feel-bad times, losing a simple delight feels especially unsettling. Take, for instance, the case of Costco's Combo Pizza, a nearly 700-calorie per slice pepperoni, sausage, green pepper, onion, and black olive concoction that was a favorite in the chain's food courts for many years. In 2020, Costco, determining that its menu needed to be streamlined, quietly sent the combo pizza to its grave. Social media was aflame with outrage. Believing there was a chance to roll away the stone, an individual calling herself Toby O started a petition on change.org titled, "Bring Back the Combo Pizza to Costco Food Courts." It stated that the pizza is a delectable combination of meaty goodness and vegetable crunchiness. The combo pizza ignites a party of tremendous flavor in the mouths of millions of Costco membership holders. The termination is not only saddening, but total madness and just straight up wrong. At last count, more than 12,000 people had signed the petition, but Costco hasn't budged. And what of the Choco Taco? There was such an outpouring at the announcement of its demise, and so much triggering of desire. Countless stories featuring beauty shots of pristine Choco Tacos, a bit of condensation glistening on their chocolate shells, a Pavlovian urge to have one, even if you've never wanted one, just because you knew you might never get one. A cynic might wonder if it was a little too tidy, a sort of staged Andy Kaufman-style event that brought more attention and declarations of love than any other ice cream novelty could even dream of. How viral to have an offer from the internet entrepreneur Alexis Ohanian to buy Choco Taco from Unilever, to save it from its fate. "I can't let this happen," Ohanian declared on Twitter. "Not to America, not on my watch." The suspicion that this was a fake death was so acute that Choco Taco itself had to deny it on Klondike's official Twitter feed, writing, "I want to address the rumors. I'm really being discontinued. It's not a PR stunt." But, in a coy aside, the account suggested that everyone, quote, "stay tuned." In the meantime, you can buy one of the last of the dying breed on eBay for a mere $6,942. "Own a truly rare item," the seller states. "With the loss of Choco Taco," he adds, "it's a tough time to be alive."
Choco Taco, rest in peace. Susan Orlean's essay was published in The New Yorker in August, and you can read her column afterward at newyorker.com.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.